Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy Friday, everybody. FM, nope, 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Cool. We're going to play some Pyramid today. We have Bo Matthews back in. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing great.
And our buddy Jimmy Griffin. Hello Jim.
Hello.
So you have a couple of shows coming up.
This month there's the Hard Promises gig on the 15th at Del Mar Hall, and fortunately or unfortunately, that is sold out.
Nice, so, congrats.
And then I got one more at over in Illinois at the Jacoby Arts Center.
Never been there.
Intimate, I love that place.
Yeah, it's an intimate evening with me.
Have you ever been there before, Jimmy?
Yeah, I've played
Isn't
there a couple
of times. Isn't it a beautiful space?
Yeah, it's Where great.
Is it? It's in downtown Alton.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And when is that?
That is the 30th of November.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's tickets or a show up?
Yeah, it's tickets, and it's on my Facebook if you know me.
And then the little El Monstero thing.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Yeah. And the 20th, I think I saw today, is sold out, and they're all starting to get close to selling out already. So it's
nice.
It's bananas.
Can you talk about your new thing yet?
I got a key card.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, it's in the building.
I did my onboarding. Yeah. Very fortunate. And thanks to you guys for letting me come in and play with you guys and give Steve, I know he's giving you a rash of every day, right? This is a different world. Talk radio here on KMOX, it's different. Tony's got big news. Have you said your big news?
Mm-mm. No, I have not. Well, and it's kind of the same.
Are you two a couple now?
Part of it's tied in together.
That is
for
precious.
one hour a week.
That's right. Nice. Tony's going to wait to announce that at the right. parade.
I
love
that.
Bo Matthews. I don't care who knows it.
Yeah.
Happy Veterans Day.
No, I think it's cool because it's Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
Uh-huh.
And it's now going to be on 97.1 as well as Camo X.
That is correct.
Ooh. Which I was. What do you think of this? Camo X.
I get it.
I got it.
Marketing genius. Over
yeah.
So and then
this is what it's going to be like from now
I've
on.
Got my new show on 97.1. It's at 3 a.m. and it's called Noises Power Tools Make. So tune in.
That would actually be a pretty great show.
It's brought to you by the Tinnitus Institute.
There you go.
Just an hour of power tools. That's all it is.
You played Pyramid before.
I played it, yes.
Have you played it with us yet, Jim?
Good. Yeah, I won.
Jimmy
man.
Dominated.
I'm a reigning champion.
That's right.
Dude.
He
won half wits, and then he came back the next week and won Pyramid.
We tied for second the day I played. So,
did we play last time?
Yeah.
And we won.
We won.
Oh, because these guys had such a bad day.
We had a meltdown.
Yeah. They had a bad day.
Yeah.
Do you want to try again, or do you want to mix it up?
It makes no difference to me.
None whatsoever.
Let's mix it up.
Okay. What do you want to do? You make the teams.
Names and a hat.
Okay. We'll do girls, Tony and Bo, Jimmy and Dave.
Love it. Good, good. You want to read the categories?
Sounds good.
Yes. The categories are a day at the park. Oh, Andrew, who are these categories brought to us by today?
Michelle.
Listener Michelle, thank you so much. If you guys think you can come up with some great pyramid categories, we love it when you send them to us. You can email me, rachel.zimmerman@intercom.com. So the categories are a day at the park, get to the root, only you can prevent forest fires, iceberg ahead, bags galore or bugs galore?
Bags
galore. Not just Nelly. The award goes to Time Will Tell, Branson or Bust, In the Gutter, What's in Store, and Did You RSVP?
Oof.
Andrew, can you, the same listener, Michelle, got a little in the weeds, and she had a category about the Titanic, and it was like people on the Titanic?
Yeah, it was people that were on the Titanic. And I mean, I don't know if those category names up there give you any clues. She likes the Titanic.
Leo DiCaprio.
She's real into the Titanic.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
So Titanic heavy, huh? Okay.
Well, I see that number four is iceberg ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you guys think you know anything about the Titanic, now would be a good time.
It could be about lettuce or something.
That's true, Jimmy.
All right, ladies, take it off.
Rachel, you're the best
That didn't
picker.
Sound right. Take off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Take it off.
Well, I don't know Michelle. Jeez. So I'm having a harder time cracking the code here, but I'm thinking number six could be St. Louis celebrities. Do you think we'd do well with that, Sue?
That was my guess. St. Louis celebrities or St. Louis musicians,
yeah.
Like Jimmy Griffin?
Hmm. Do you want to give that or receive that? Names make
me
nervous.
What if Jimmy's the answer of the game that we're playing?
Okay, you're going to give? All right.
There's a lot of people in line.
And speaking of listeners and pyramids, Sarah, who has done so many pyramid categories for us, just emailed me and said she's going to be at the parade on Sunday.
Oh,
so
cool.
Right.
If any listeners are there, come up and say hi to anybody. It'll be fun.
I'm going to change this category, Rachel, because you know me and names.
Okay.
It might not happen.
Alrighty.
What do you think about, did you RSVP? Because we have no idea what that means.
Let's do it. I don't care.
All right.
So I'm giving to you.
Turn down your headphones. Turn down your headphones.
All right.
We can't listen?
You can listen, but you don't want them to be able to hear.
I can't hear anything.
All right. This is dietary restrictions.
Dietary restrictions.
Oh.
You guys ready?
Okay. But this isn't Andrew. No Andrew. No
yes.
Andrew.
We are ready.
All right. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Vegan.
When you don't eat meat or dairy products.
Vegan, vegetarian.
Allergy.
Whenever you I can't have that because you get the EpiPen because you are
allergic.
Yes.
Keto.
It's where you don't eat carbs, and Tony does it all the time.
Keto.
I do. Yes.
Pescatarian.
Whenever you don't eat meat, but you do eat fish.
Vegan. No. Vegetarian.
Pass.
Kosher.
Jewish people are. Or,
kosher.
Yes.
Vegetarian.
What you keep saying, not vegan, but sorry.
So sorry.
The one we didn't get was pescatarian.
Oh, good.
That's
Lord.
A hard one. That's a hard one. Yeah.
So you guys still haven't gotten the hard buzzer yet?
No, I know, yeah. Jim. I know, Jim.
We took that right. note, but we have not implemented
right.
it.
Yes. All right, so we missed one.
You're so right.
We're not big on implementation here.
All right, cool.
Call me during the week and remind me, Jimmy.
So we how many did we get, Andrew? Four?
Four.
Okay.
Oh, bummer.
Sounded like okay. more. It really did sound like you.
It
guys.
Felt yes, like a long category.
I think it's us, Bo.
Oh, okay.
You give, so I'm going to take my headphones off.
And I'm picking the category?
Well, if you have one that's calling you.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
You going to do that one?
Yeah.
All right.
He's just showing off with that voice.
Because I want to be Smokey Bear.
There you go.
I have a dream.
Fitting for them, this is things that are in the Smoky Mountains.
Can I say this out loud to
yes.
the room?
You can tell okay. me the category.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, make sure he
things
knows what
the... Things in the Smoky Mountains.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Nope, that's not right.
Maybe.
That'd be cool.
He's yeah. everywhere.
Chocolate. Ready?
Yeah.
Dark chocolate.
All right, here we go. Waterfall.
When the river goes over a cliff, it's a...
Waterfall.
Yeah.
Caverns.
When you climb in a hole and go into the...
Spelunking.
Into
caving.
The ground.
Cave diving.
Longer word for...
Spelunking.
Cave,
he said the...
Oh,
Merrimack.
Picnics.
Caverns.
Yes.
Picnics.
Okay. Well, you have a table. You mm-hmm. put a tablecloth across it and you
picnic.
Eat...
Picnic.
Yeah.
River.
The waterway I just talked about.
River.
Yes.
Yes.
Bears.
Smoky.
Mountains. Smoky the Bear.
It's over.
Crap. It's over.
Smoky the Bear?
So what do we do on the one?
So, you said cave for caverns...
What was the...
He said
I
cave.
Don't think... Well, you said cave because you said longer word for cave.
Oh.
What was the problem?
Okay.
I do that all the
it
time.
It was caverns.
Yeah.
I said caverns.
I should have said
no, he
Merrimack.
Said longer word for
well,
cave.
Well, after
he
I said
cave.
Merrimack, you got it.
Oh.
Merrimack. Caverns.
Yeah. So...
What was the problem?
Because I said,
he said cave.
Cave.
The word cave is in oh. cavern.
Which isn't the word cavern, but this
it.
Is this okay. exact thing has happened before with cavern.
Okay.
I'll eat my milk snack. I'm
well,
good.
Yeah.
All right, Jim. Got
it can is be that, tough judging that, as long as consistent.
Exactly.
So
Tony,
how many
totally
is this Bronson three. Or bust three. Or Branson or bust?
Branson.
Oh, then I don't want
yeah,
that.
No.
How about the award goes to?
Sure. You want to give or receive?
I'll give first. Kay. If it was a Charles Bronson category,
I know that's why I was like, I'm in.
Which one are you guys doing?
The award goes to. Uh-huh.
It's category this number is? Seven.
Thank you. This is award shows. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
You could tell him that.
Yeah, you got to tell Dave.
Oh, it's award shows.
Okay.
Award shows.
Okay.
Ready? Grammys.
Music.
The Grammys.
Oscars.
Film.
The Oscars.
Tony.
Plays.
The Tonys.
VMAs.
VMAs.
Video Music.
Video Music Awards.
I can't.
Okay.
People's
VMAs.
Choice.
I next.
SAG.
I can't. I don't know how to say that. acting. I don't know.
There's the hard buzzer.
Guild Awards.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Awards. I'll
Did
tell you,
you
what.
Yeah, go ahead.
SAG was harder than I thought. I mean, I just kind of I put up what she wrote, but I don't actually know how you would.
Can you say
the couch
Screen Actors
does
Guild?
This?
No,
no,
no.
Yeah,
that?
You can't because no. VMA is like he couldn't say Video Music Awards.
So what did we miss?
Video Music Awards, which I screwed. That was me.
People's Choice.
People's Choice.
Oh, that's
SAG.
A tough one.
And SAG.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was tough.
SAG was that was
it
that was
started
tough.
Out really easy.
I was gonna be like
it was like music movies
when it was
I was kind of cocky halfway through there.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we're gonna kill
and then
this
it and fell apart.
Like,
when it was Tony's, Andrew said it exactly like Tony like that. I was like, is Tony misbehaving or something right now?
So everybody's tied, right?
No, they're
Rachel
winning.
And Sue
girls
are ahead
winning
by
by
one.
A point.
Jeez, with a four.
Yeah.
With a four.
Okay, well, we're still winning, so.
No, I think Dave is saying that these are tougher categories.
These are hard. Yeah. These are hard. This was not an easy day for Pyramid.
Are we going a whole other round, or are we a break?
We can go a whole other round.
Yeah, we can do it. Okay. We can do any damn thing we want.
Oh, that's a good
Sue,
point.
What do you think about category number 8, Time Will Tell?
All right, let's do it.
I'm going to take it off my head.
These are things associated with clocks.
Things associated with clocks.
Sweet.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dial.
Just the face of it.
The face, the clock, the numbers, the...
Yeah, what is it called? There's also a sun.
Oh, a dial.
Wrist.
A part of your body right
the
on your
arm.
Hand.
The hand. The wrist.
Pocket.
You put it in your...
Pocket.
Cuckoo.
It's a certain kind of clock with a bird.
A cuckoo clock.
Grandfather.
Or an old one, like your...
A grandfather clock?
Digital.
If it's not... So it's numbers instead
digital?
Of a dial.
Okay,
analog?
Wow.
Okay,
that's
that
six.
Was it.
Sweet.
Good job.
That's
there, right?
six.
Dominated.
Awesome.
Okay, well, we got to
nice
follow
job,
that.
Man. Oh,
good job,
okay.
Sue.
You got something?
No headphones. It's on you.
Don't do that to me. Bags galore. What could that be? Just like things that you store stuff in.
It could be.
Get to the Root. Day at the park. Iceberg ahead. Not just now. Yeah, what the hell? Bags galore.
Bags galore. Now, okay, one. So, all right. So.
Did you want the iceberg?
No.
One? Not
no,
too late. Okay.
No.
Okay, here we go. This is shopping apps, but...
Oh, for God's sakes.
But kind of expand your mind on that word a little bit.
Why do we let Michelle play
how about, how about apps that you spend money on? How about that? That's a better way to put it.
Shopping apps.
Apps you spend apps that you
rest.
Spend money
now
on.
He's saying that you also apps that you spend money on there's which a, is every app
bring it
so there's a couple in here that are technically shopping but
we're just gonna do apps my guess is I'm not gonna be able to give you all the clues because I'm not very good at apps, so he's gonna say something that I don't even know what it is, but we'll get through it. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go. Not good at apps. Here we go.
Not good at apps.
Ready?
Yeah.
eBay.
Auction.
eBay.
Website, yes.
Amazon.
Taking over the world. You buy everything from
PayPal.
Books to...
iTunes, Apple Care, Apple Money, Apple
You got
Cash.
The right first letter. Jeff Bezos.
Oh, Amazon.
Yeah.
Wish.
If you blank on a star, make a blank on
Wish
a star.
Wish on a star.
Yeah.
Etsy.
Pass.
DoorDash.
You order it from a restaurant and they bring it to
Grubhub.
You. Yeah, that different one.
Oh, I just saw it today. Crap. Oh, I don't know.
DoorDash.
Ah, crap.
Same thing as Grubhub.
And the next one was Grubhub, too.
Grubhub
the next one was Grubhub.
Bummer.
Etsy. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, I would have got that.
Don't order
what
food
Etsy?
From Oh
it's,
Crap.
Crap. They post their stuff and sell stuff through it, actually.
Yeah, Etsy?
Etsy, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a craft. Yeah, it's like a homemade website.
Oh.
Okay, what was the one after?
That's where I got this phone cover.
The one after that was DoorDash.
What was the middle one I missed?
Etsy,
but my fault.
Oh, that. Oh, okay.
You
okay.
got everything. Okay. We got everything else.
Okay. All right, Dave and Jimmy are going to go. We're going to break.
I would have got.
What do you think?
Say in the gutter.
Okay, let's do it. Category number 10.
Okay, this is bowling stuff.
Bowling stuff.
Bowling stuff.
Jimmy.
That was very close.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Strike.
It's when you get all 10 pins.
Strike. Spare.
It's when you get all but one.
Spare. Pin.
It's what you knock down. The bowling.
Pins.
Frames.
You got 10 of them.
Frames.
Lanes.
It's what you throw the ball down.
Alley.
No, another name.
Lane.
Split.
It's when the two pins are way far apart.
Spare. Or spread.
Place. Keep going. A banana.
Split.
Okay.
All right.
Good job, guys.
Ooh. Good showing.
That's how you do that.
Yeah. All right, so what are the scores right now before we go to break?
You and Sue have 10. Dave and Jimmy have 9. And Tony and Bo have 6.
Tony and Bo don't matter.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, about 5:30. We have Jimmy Griffin and Bo Matthews hanging out and playing Pyramid with us. Next Monday is the kickoff of our Operation Food Surge Hardee's promotion for the holiday season. If you took part in it last year, thank you very much. We raised $75,000 for Operation Food Surge, which does amazing, amazing work feeding people in our community. My favorite thing is the saddest thing, which is their backpack program for kids who they don't have food at home. And so on Fridays, when they go home, they won't have food. And so Operation Food Surge fills a backpack for them and their siblings. They take it home. They have food for the weekend. It's just very sad, but incredibly, incredibly sweet that they do this. So we're going to be funding all of that through you guys. Starting Monday, go to any Hardee's. I think they're like 30 of them around town, something like that. And whether you're drive-through or at the counter, if they don't ask you, ask them to be a part of the fundraiser. For $1, you get a DGS sticker, all new for this year. Then we're doing a bunch of shows and a bunch of remote appearances where we will have some buttons, and we'll also have the new DGS hat, which is an old-school 70s, 80s sock cap with the pom-pom on top. Really, really cool. And that all kicks off Monday. So everyone start eating breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever you can do at Hardee's and help us. We're going to try to shoot for $100,000 this year. And every penny goes to Operation Food Search. Okay. What are the scores, Taliban?
Scores are Rachel and Sue have 10, and Tony and Bo have 6, and you and Jimmy have 9.
Tight race. Right. Tight race.
Not really.
Kind of.
I don't feel like it is.
Two horse race.
Or two.
It's okay.
All right. So it's me and Sue's turn.
What do you think? A day at the park? Although it could go baseball.
It could. That's good thinking. Get to the root. Could be about trees. Could be about something weirder.
Could be about teeth.
Yeah. I don't trust iceberg ahead after I heard about the Titanic thing. Bags galore. Oh, we already did bags galore.
Should we do what's in store?
Let's do it.
All right.
So I'm giving. Yes.
All right. What's in store? It was
I guess because of the little bag shopping when you purchase something like your cart. Yeah. I don't know.
Or she likes bags. You know,
perhaps
that's two things that we know about Michelle. She likes bags and she likes the Titanic. This is what's in store. This is store departments.
Store departments.
Store departments.
You guys ready?
Okay. We are ready.
Electronics.
Where you go to get your cell phone or your PlayStation or anything techie like that.
Like a computer store?
No.
Best Buy.
Best Buy is a blank store.
A superstore? I can't think of what it is. Pass.
Pass.
Clothing.
Where you go to buy the things that you wear.
A clothing store, department store.
Sports.
Where you go to buy a baseball bat or a football.
Sporting goods.
Yes. Store.
Automotive.
Where you go to get stuff for your car.
Automotive store.
Yes.
Grocery.
Where you go to get food.
Restaurant.
Grocery store.
Pharmacy. Yes.
Medicine.
Pharmacy.
Sorry,
what was that supposed
it's okay.
to be?
So we got 4.
So it was like the departments, the departments of the store.
Yeah, sorry. I could have
So like when you go into Target or Walmart, the departments of the store, Sue. Like electronics department.
Oh, I gotcha.
Sports department. Automotive department.
I gotcha.
Okay. So we got 4?
Yep.
He still did good, so you're all right.
We did well. We did well.
I'm not sure.
Well, I gotta take mine off.
Who's next? Oh, is it us?
It's us.
You know what? I'll go to get to the root. Number 2.
Okay.
Yep.
Get to the root. This is teeth.
It'll be about clouds.
It's about teeth. It's about teeth.
Teeth.
Wow, okay. You're right.
All right.
All right, you guys ready? Ready, Bo?
Yeah, I'm going to try and be.
Mouthwash.
You rinse with?
Water.
Mouthwash. Yes.
Cavity.
When you have to go to the dentist and they got to drill out that.
Cavity.
Yeah.
Braces.
The hardware they put on. For crooked teeth.
Oh, braces.
Yeah.
Toothpaste.
What you put on your toothbrush.
Toothpaste.
Yes.
Cap.
What you put on the end of that toothpaste.
The cap.
Yep.
Abscess.
When there's a hole under the tooth.
A root canal.
Nope, the injury. Dang, I heard the bell. Yeah. Yeah. That was.
That's a good clue, though.
Cavity?
It was the abscessed.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
That was a good clue.
But the rest of it was kidding around.
That was good. Five.
You dang right I did.
Yeah, you got five.
Nice.
Sorry, you only got two right. No,
how many did we get?
Five.
Whoa.
Back in the race.
You're back in the game, baby.
I want nothing to do with Nelly or Branson or Iceberg. So how about a day at the park? Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, well, we're going to do a day at the park.
All right, a day at the park. This is National Parks.
What's it about?
National Parks.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right.
She's not playing around.
No, she's not.
So, no, some of these are not hard. They are not hard.
Some of these are not hard. Okay.
Some of these are not hard.
Oh, it's going to be fine.
Okay.
I bet you it's fine.
You ready?
Yep.
Grand Canyon.
It's the big hole in Arizona. Big giant chasm.
Yosemite.
No, it's where everyone goes, don't fall in it.
Oh, Grand Canyon.
There you go.
Glacier.
When it's really cold and ice age, the big snow, it's called a...
ice glacier.
Yes.
Yellowstone.
Yogi Bear, it's not...
Jellystone.
But the real one.
Yellowstone.
Yosemite.
The other one with El Capitan, it's a big famous one.
I don't know, okay. Man.
Everglades.
In Florida, where all the crocodiles are.
The gators.
That's right. Everglades. And then
Yosemite.
I should have said Sam.
Sam. I know that.
El Capitan. I had Yosemite Sam.
Man, it's nice to have your own show because when Dave wants to pass, he just points at Andrew.
Yeah, and look at that.
It is good to have your own show.
I can tell. I also felt bad because it was the national parks category.
Yeah.
And the last one was Mount Rainier, and I don't even know what that is.
Hippies.
Man, Michelle is... Mm-hmm.
All right, tough. Last
where
one.
Where's Mount Rainier?
I don't know. What do you think, Rachel?
I think it's in Washington.
What are the scores so we know what everybody needs?
Rachel and Sue have 14. Tony and Bo have 11. Dave and Jimmy have 12. So it is anybody's game.
13, 11, and 12?
14, 11, and 12.
12, 12, and 11.
Yes,
so we're all tied at 6.
I have no idea what number 9 is. So I'm almost willing to do Iceberg ahead.
We're gonna wind up with Branson.
Taking my headphones.
100%.
Okay.
Iceberg ahead. This is things that were on the Titanic.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. Things that were on the Titanic.
What?
I bet it's not that hard. I bet it's not.
People.
Baloney.
It's not people. It's not people. It's things.
I bet it's not going to be that
not
hard.
Not people.
She sent in a few Titanic categories.
I bet you this is not going to be hard.
He chose this as the least harmful of the Titanic categories.
Yes.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Coal.
Well, you had to heat the place, and it's black.
Firewood coal.
Dogs.
Not cats, but...
Dogs.
Life jacket.
You put it on so you don't drown.
A life jacket.
Smokestack.
Where the heat escapes...
The furnace?
Out of a ship. It's called a...
Why can't I think of the name of this?
We'll pass.
The chimney.
First class.
If you're not second... if you're not the second... What's the highest...
First mate. The captain.
Area of the thing are you in and you get the best food?
Oh, first class.
Just got it.
Really? If there was
Sorry,
a hard buzzer,
was really
looking but for the hard
Rach,
buzzer,
it was
on
smokestack.
I'm going to bring my own buzzer next time.
We decided months ago. We decided to include the trail out on the thing.
All right,
so it's technically a 34-second timer.
Mount Rainier versus dogs.
That one made me laugh. She's like, not cats,
tell
but
me about it.
you guys had pins and strikes.
Yeah, come on,
bowling.
Bowling was the easiest category.
You've all had an easy category.
So did
today.
We get four?
Which one was our easy category?
Four. Yes.
Sweet.
Four.
All right.
The one
we
that
did
had
well.
Abscess tooth. In it.
Yeah. Tooth. You got five of them.
Wait, we missed what? Smokestack and what was the last one going to be?
The last one was going to be staircase.
Oh,
you
okay.
Want,
okay.
And Branson Bo described or bust? Bo described abscess perfectly.
Yeah, he actually did.
That was a good
I
twist.
Know,
a hard one.
You're right. I was not going to get it.
You
want Nelly or Branson?
Pick what you want.
Not just Nelly, is either St. Louis celebrities or St. Louis musicians. Branson or Bus?
It's probably about kinds of shovels.
I'm going to go
knowing
Branson.
Michelle.
I'm going to say Branson or Bus because every time I think, oh, that's going to be one we're good at, which I kind of feel that way about the St. Louis one.
Branson mm-hmm. or Bus?
Every time I think, uh-oh. Oh, we're going to be good at that.
Off, right?
we
if it's musicians, yeah. We've just left it to Jimmy, though. Oh,
yeah,
well.
I know, but.
Am I catching?
Yeah, I'm describing.
I feel like sentences like, all right, do you want Nelly or Branson are only heard in Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This is this is Branson. Like, you know,
Branson stuff.
Yeah, Branson.
Oh,
Branson
that's
things.
It? That's the
That's the category. It's Branson.
Branson stuff.
It's all about Branson.
Yeah, I screwed up, Bo.
I don't think so. I think
here we go.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Silver Dollar City.
The big amusement park down there.
Silver Dollar City.
Mm-hmm. Zip line.
When you get on it like this and you go down the
roller
hills.
Coaster, zip lining.
Yep.
Go karts.
You drive them. You bump into each other.
Bumper cars.
But the other thing, we race.
Yep. Horses.
You ride them.
Ponies.
A big animal.
Bulls.
Steers. Ride.
Horses.
Yes.
Dixieland Stampede.
Pass.
Titanic Museum.
Oh. What they just were talking about.
Who?
The boat. That they were just talking about.
The duck boat.
Titanic.
Who?
Oh, the Titanic?
The Titanic Museum.
Oh.
We're going to get you to Titanic first and then get to museum afterwards.
Andrew, can Jimmy and I catch the girls?
Yeah. You can tie them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I just want to watch Tony ride the horse again.
Me too.
Yeah. I want to go to where you can ride a bull.
We did better than I thought we'd do.
Dixie Stampede, maybe? I don't know.
Dixieland Stampede.
That was one of them that he passed on.
Yeah, that's the one he passed on. How would I have explained Dixieland Stampede?
Is that Dolly Parton?
No.
That's where you eat whole chickens.
So,
and,
yeah.
How would you have explained?
For some reason, I thought Dolly
How would you explain
it? Yeah, it's Dolly Parton.
Oh, you know what she does?
Yeah, it's Dolly Parton's Dixieland Stampede.
No.
Cattle.
I couldn't even get you to say Titanic.
I'm a country boy. I got this, man.
Yeah, how would you have gotten him to say Titanic Museum?
I was going to try to get him to say Titanic and then go to museum.
How are we going
to
do that?
I gotcha.
By the boat that they just...
Oh, see, I thought you were talking about the duck boats in the news or something. I don't know. Okay, my bad.
Oh, duck boats would have been a good one.
Yeah, duck boats would have been a good one.
Missed it, Michelle.
What's the Nelly one?
Well, those people died. Celebrities from STL.
Celebrities from St. Louis. You have to take your
head. That's right.
Oh, wait. Am I giving? What am I doing? Okay.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. James Gunn.
I don't know who that is.
Linda Blair.
Exorcist.
Linda Blair?
John Goodman.
Roseanne.
Jeez, Roseanne Barr?
No, on the show.
Goodman.
Okay.
Doris Roberts.
I don't know who that is.
John Hamm.
Mad Men.
What's his name? Real handsome. Looks like me. I don't know.
Ellie Kemper.
John Hamm.
Yes, you got it. Ellie Kemper.
Next, go back to the first one.
James. Time's okay, up. We're done.
Time's up.
Wow.
Woo!
Who were those people?
Sue and I.
James Gunn.
James Gunn is the director of Guardians of the Galaxy.
And then Doris Roberts. Isn't she the mom on Raymond?
Oh, Ford. Doris. Yeah. Okay.
Doris Roberts.
Never let Michelle back again.
Is what? Hey, she's the mom on what?
Did Bo and Raymond. I somehow finish in second place?
Everybody
you
loves
and,
Raymond.
You tied with them. With
hey!
You tied
Doris
second.
Roberts should Woo! Never be a clue on Pyramid.
So the girls won?
They won.
So yeah. There was another one
Which
that
seems
I missed.
Impossible. Ellie Kemper. She's on The Office. She's the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. She's
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is what I would have.
Redhead.
Hey, did I call that or not? I said
you
every
did.
Time I think we one's going to be easy, it mm-hmm. never is. And if we would have gotten that, I would have flipped out.
I'm exhausted from playing Pyramid. It was hard.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted from winning Pyramid, right, Sue?
Doris Roberts.
Really?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, come on. Everybody loves Raymond the mom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, everybody knows who she is.
Yeah.
She's real hard
She's
on Deborah.
The Ellie Kemper of her generation.
She's like Tom Hanks.
I know who the mom is. I know who
yeah,
the mom
Yeah, I can
mom,
see her in my mind.
But I would have I would have never said her name.
What's
I
her name?
Never known
on the
her
show.
Name.
What's that?
What's her name on the show?
Oh.
Doris. Raymond's mom?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what
it's
it is.
Ma.
So, yeah. Jimmy, you have a grievance against the DGS about...
Oh, yeah. I was listening to you guys Wednesday, and you were ripping on the late night shows, and I don't even watch a whole bunch of that stuff, but I mean, I grew up watching Carson, and I grew up watching old school Letterman, and they made fun of everybody. And granted, now there's a bit more vitriol, and it's a bit more, the cuts are a bit deeper, but I feel like the dude that they're ripping on has brought that upon himself. And he has made, and you guys do your flip test, and I would have loved to have seen Barack Obama make fun of John McCain being captured.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And what would have happened if that had happened?
Well, the thing,
that Trump gets for making, that was a horrible
Nobody defended that.
But that's like when you get into this late night stuff, these guys are going at him the same way he goes at everyone else.
Don't
and
you
it's
think
personal.
That there's plenty of jokes about Nancy Pelosi and AOC and Democrats? Don't you think there's plenty to pick on there of Joe Biden? Like you just said, yeah. I love David Letterman. I grew up on David Letterman. Mm-hmm. He was definitely liberal, but he made fun of everybody.
Right.
They don't make fun of everybody.
I'm not worried
anymore about
Trump. I'm worried about humor.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah. I'm not worried about protecting any one person, but it's like they don't. It's not creative anymore.
Let's just
see what we can make fun of with the president, and that's our only material. Let's scatter it out. Go after more people, and I don't know. It just seems very lazy. To me,
that's a good phrase because to me it's low hanging fruit. Mm. And there's an old clip, I don't know if you've seen it, of Johnny Carson, and it's a casual conversation. Somebody's interviewing him. He's like, "I would never get political. I would go on and I would want to entertain people." Have you seen this clip? It's just amazing what he says. And he goes, "That's not my job. My job is not to sway your political mind. It's just to entertain you with comedians, singers, that kind of thing." And it was just very respectful. But we don't live in a respectful world.
I've thought about it a couple times since we had that conversation. I thought Rachel's point was really, really interesting that my mom and dad's generation definitely needed late night television. It just like kept you up on what's cultural, kept you up on what's the news. Why do I care about this guy? And oh my gosh, look, it's Jonathan Winters. Where would I ever see him interviewed? My generation really, really loved it. This generation doesn't need it. Like, right.
Yeah, we have Twitter.
We have everything.
And like, a million other things.
Well, right. And dude, when you're 20, you're out at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You know, like you're not sitting in front of a TV.
Yeah, never has late night television been less relevant.
But instead of trying to be original and do something, they just do what Twitter does and they don't even do as good of a job.
Mm-hmm.
See, so now, I guess that's part themselves. Of my point is that those shows at the time were as current, you know, production value wise and things that they did. And because of where we are now technologically, I think Carson would have a video monitor behind him now. And, you know, it's that it's just changed in the way that it has to change because technology and people have changed.
Yeah. Now it's nothing but a bunch of cheap pops. It's like we know we can make fun of the president and that'll get a laugh from our audience. So that's just all we do. Mm-hmm. There's no creativity anymore.
So every single all those late night audiences are full of people who
I don't know. Maybe, but who knows, because that's the only jokes we get. You know, I would think
the same way that if Hannity were doing a live show.
I would totally go to that.
I think it's going to be, I doubt Hannity, other than like someone trying to protest, is going to be have many Democrats there, you know, like, oh, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I think, you know, so yeah, I think probably 90% of people go to see the late night shows. Yeah. They know what they're getting. Right. They're there for that reason.
Well, it would depend on what Hannity's musical guest was.
Speaking of musical guests, SNL this season, I think, has been pretty both sides of the aisle, like making fun of
everybody.
I think
they were taking a lot of crap for it.
Yeah, they did. I will say Trump is a very easy target, and he gives you a lot of stuff to work with. He says things like the call was perfecto. Yeah. I mean, that's just...
And that's
funny.
Why I don't mind jokes about
right.
You should make fun of things like that.
But they've made fun of the Democrat debates. They've done plenty of stuff this season, at least, that I've seen that makes you go like, oh, that's cool.
I like
it when you can make fun of everybody.
Yeah. I like the guys from South Park who, back when he was inaugurated, said, we won't be making fun of Trump because it's like two jokes at once. He is a joke. And he is a caricature of a human. That's what we do, is we make caricatures of normal humans. Right. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. Did you guys spend a lot of time on the View audio?
A little bit.
We talked about it a little yesterday.
So I had a chance to look at it, and on the way down here, I was thinking, gosh, if the View crew would have interviewed Chelsea Clinton with some of the same thing, you know, the same flavor of questions and accusations and stuff about her father,
yeah,
wouldn't have happened. It couldn't have happened.
Yeah,
then
but,
or now.
But to Jimmy's point, almost, the Trumps, because Don Jr. is like this too, it's almost like they kind of set the standard for how they're going to be treated in media. Because Don goes on his Twitter and he's always owning people and clapping back. Like, that's his attitude. So, especially when your father, Donald Trump, you know, made fun of Meghan McCain's father, John McCain, and said, if I would have, I would have never got captured, all this horrible stuff he said, he was walking into a hostile environment.
Dude, it started with little Marco was the first, like, I can't believe he's, like, yeah. like when he started calling people names like a playground bully.
Just imagine, that was, just imagine if Donald Trump, if in his presidency, there was an intern with his DNA on her dress.
It's a nice way of putting it.
I mean, that, could you imagine what this media would, the meltdown that they would have. And I just don't believe
well,
that they
had the same meltdown when there was another intern with stuff on her dress.
I don't think so.
Oh, dude.
I
was really little, but after, I remember that.
You think they went after Clinton the way they would go after Trump now?
Well, there's already so much stuff out there.
No way. They wouldn't go after Clinton the way they go after Trump. And
I'm going to find you some news clips from 97.
You go after, and you know what? And as long as it's consistent, I don't care. Just go after, he deserved it. Trump deserves.
I need your email
lot.
Address because I'm about to send you a bunch of stuff.
Trump deserves.
You know, I've actually done.
You're probably not going to surprise me.
I've actually done the 3-second rule when I'm bouncing through the late night shows. I can literally probably count on one hand how many times I've flipped over to one of those stations or one of those shows, and within 5 seconds I've heard the name Trump. 5 seconds, and I'm out. I'm just I can't do it. I just it's disrespectful.
Yeah, again, I don't care about him.
I don't either.
I care about.
Comedy.
My kids growing up with entertainment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like Jimmy said, it's everything evolves. It's going to be different. It's not going to be HR Puffin stuff, but it's just, you know.
I get what you're saying, Dave, as far as you want your kids to be able to be entertained and go after everyone, because I get that Trump is someone that is very easy to make fun of. To me, if I were a writer on one of those shows, sure, that's easy prep. But then whenever you have like AOC on the show and it's a glamour shot of her, she says a lot of dumb stuff too. But she doesn't really get made fun of in the way that you would think someone on the other side of the aisle would be.
But Bo, it's disrespect met with disrespect. That's what it is.
That's fair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.